Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rob Deere. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Gary Sheffield. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The DH, Joey Meyer. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Terry Francona. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Bosio. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Morello. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Steve Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eric King. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Molitor. The throw from Morello and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Deere hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sheffield hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Braggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gallagher hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Molitor is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a line drive towards first. Kittle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Meyer moves to third. Francona moves to second. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Calderon hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Braggs. Calderon reaches second base with a double. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Calderon moves to third. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morello hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Calderon scores. Boston moves to second. It's Brewers, 1, White Sox, 1. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Boston scores. Morello moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen misplays the ball. That's an error on Guillen. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Deer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sheffield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheffield hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sheffield moves to second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Calderon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Boston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bozzio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Boston moves to second. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morello is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morello strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Meyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kittle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lyons bunts towards the mound. Bosio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. Two outs. Dave Gallagher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gallagher is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lyons scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Deere is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Deere hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Baines is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Calderon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Calderon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Sheffield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sheffield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lyons scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Bosio covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a line drive into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Francona. The throw from Morello and he is safe. Francona steals second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lyons scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gallagher is 0 for 3 in the game. Gallagher hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Deer hits a pop-up towards first. Kittle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheffield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sheffield takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Braggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Braggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Baines hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Surhoff for a passed ball. Baines moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Calderon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Krim now pitching. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boston moves to second. Two outs. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Morello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morello strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-3 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Surhoff moves to second. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Mike Felder pinch runs for Joey Meyer. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Gantner is 0-for-4 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6. And Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.